Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Subway Jungle Pad Drift for old school drum and bass vibes. In this tutorial, we're making that classic kind of atmosphere that sits behind the drums and bass, not on top of them. Think of it like fog in the background. It gives the track emotion, tension, and depth, but it never steals the spotlight from the breakbeat. This is a really important beginner's skill in jungle and DNB, because the genre is all about contrast. When the drums are busy and the bass is moving, a drifting pad can make the whole track feel bigger and more cinematic. But if the pad gets too thick, too bright, or too low, it can wreck the groove. So today we're going to keep it clean, dark, and controlled. First, open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. If you want a slightly more modern edge, go up to 174. If you want a relaxed rolling feel, 172 is a great middle ground. For this kind of idea, all three are valid. Create three tracks. Name them Pad, Sub, and Drums Reference. The Drums Reference track is important because you do not want to design the pad in solo and then discover it fights the break later. Drag in a breakbeat or just program a simple kick, snare, and hat loop. It does not need to be perfect. It just needs to give you something to judge the pad against. Now on the pad track, load either analog or wavetable. If you're a beginner, analog is usually the easiest place to start. Set up a warm sound using a saw or a pulse wave, maybe with a second oscillator slightly detuned. Keep the unison or voice count modest. You want width, but not a giant synth cloud yet. For the filter, use a low pass and start fairly dark. Somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz is a good starting point. Give the amp a slightly slower attack and a longer release so the sound blooms instead of clicking in sharply. We're aiming for something soft and sustained, not stabby. Now play a simple chord or a single note cluster in a lower to mid range, maybe around C2 to C4. If you want something easy, try a minor chord like a minor, D minor, or E minor and hold it for 2 bars. Keep the harmony simple. In this style, movement and processing matter more than fancy chord changes. Here's the big jungle move. Split the sub from the pad. Create a separate sub-track using operator or wavetable, and make it a clean sine wave. Keep it mono if possible. Put it in a low octave, and have it follow the root notes of your pad. The sub should be solid, centered, and simple. No width. No drama, just wait. Now go back to the pad track and add EQ8. High pass the pad around 120 to 180 HC. For many jungle and roller ideas, around 150 HC is a really good place to start. Yes, the pad might feel thinner after that, and that is completely fine. The low end should be handled by the dedicated sub, not by the atmospheric layer. On the sub track, you can also use EQ8 if needed to keep it focused. A gentle low pass around the same range can help keep everything tidy. Now let's make the pad drift. Add auto filter after the instrument on the pad track. Set it to low pass or band pass if you want a more hollow texture. Start with a cutoff somewhere between 500 HC and 3K HC. Keep resonance moderate or low, and set the LFO very slow. We're talking subtle motion here, not an obvious wobble. The goal is for the pad to feel alive, like it's breathing. After auto filter, add chorus ensemble. Use it lightly. A slow rate and a bit of width can give the pad that wide, misty jungle feel. But if it starts sounding too shiny or too cheesy, back it off. In old school DNB, the pad should feel like moving air, not a lead synth trying to take over. Then add utility at the end of the chain so you can check the stereo image. A good habit is to make sure the pad still feels strong in mono. If it vanishes completely, the sound itself may be too weak, even if it sounds wide in stereo. That's a really useful beginner check. Next, let's shape the atmosphere with reverb and echo. Add reverb after the modulation. A decay of around 2.5 to 6 seconds works well. Keep the low cut up around 200 to 500 HC so the reverb does not flood the low end, and trim the high end too so it stays dark and smoky. You usually only need around 15 to 35% wet for this kind of layer. After that, add echo. Try a time value like 1/8, 1/4, or a dotted rhythm if you want a more rolling movement. Keep feedback moderate and filter the repeats so they sit back in the mix. Echo can be amazing in jungle, but if it gets too busy, it will clutter the groove fast. Sometimes the smartest move is to automate it only in transitions. Now we get into the real musical part. Automation. In Ableton, automate the auto filter cutoff, reverb dry/wet, echo feedback or dry/wet, and maybe the chorus amount too. You can also automate utility gain slightly if you want the pad to rise and fall more naturally. Here's a simple arrangement idea. During the intro or breakdown, slowly open the filter over 8 bars. That makes the pad feel like it's blooming into the track, right before the drop. Increase the reverb or echo a little to create tension, then pull it back as the drums hit. In the drop itself, close the filter down a bit so the pad stays behind the groove instead of washing over it. A beginner tip here, small changes matter. In this genre, even a 5 to 10% tweak in filter or reverb can make a huge difference. Now let's think like arrangers, not just sound designers. Do not leave the pad on from start to finish unless you really know why you're doing it. Jungle and DNB usually work better when the pad appears in phrases. Let it show up in the intro. Let it bloom in the breakdown. Pull it back or mute it in the main drop. Then bring it back for a switch up or second breakdown. A simple 16-bar structure could look like this. In the first 8 bars, play the filtered pad with light reverb and no sub. In bars 9 to 16, open the pad up a bit and bring in the sub with the drums. In the drop section, reduce the pad or tighten the filter. Then bring it back in the next transition with more echo or motion. This is where the pad becomes an arrangement tool, not just a chord sound. Now listen in context with the drums and sub. Ask yourself a few important questions. Is the pad masking the snare? Is the sub getting buried under the reverb tail? Is the pad too bright in the upper mids? If the answer is yes, use a EQ8 to clean it up. You can cut a little around 2.5 to 5kHz if it fights the snare or hats. You can also make a gentle dip around 300 to 500hz if the sound feels muddy. And remember, the low cut on the pad is not optional in this style. It keeps the whole mix from collapsing into fog. Another really useful trick is to switch the pad to mono temporarily with utility. If it suddenly falls apart, that tells you the sound depends too much on width. Then you can strengthen the core tone before widening it again. If you want to go one step further, resample the pad to audio, freeze and flatten it, or record it to a new audio track. Once it's audio, you can reverse little bits, fade it more naturally, chop the tail, or use it as a transition element. This is a very authentic jungle workflow, because a lot of the classic vibe comes from editing audio and reshaping texture, not just looping MIDI forever. You can also make the pad answer the bass line instead of playing constantly. For example, let the bass and drums hit hard for 2 bars, then bring the pad in for the next 2 bars as a response. Or let it swell in the gaps between snare fills, vocal chops, or reese phrases. That call and response energy is a huge part of old school jungle. A few common mistakes to avoid. Do not leave too much low end in the pad. Do not drown it in reverb. Do not make it overly bright. Do not let stereo whiteness hide a weak sound. And do not keep it playing all the time without arrangement purpose. In this style, restraint is power. A few pro tips. Try automating the filter from dark to darker instead of dark to super bright. That keeps the sound underground and moody. Add a tiny bit of saturation before the reverb to thicken the tail. If needed, use a very subtle compressor sidechain so the pad gets out of the kick and snare's way. And if you want extra jungle grit, add a quiet noise texture or a slightly unstable oscillator drift. Here is a quick practice challenge for you. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Make a new project at 172 BPM. Build a simple 2-bar drum loop. Create one pad with analog or wavetable. High pass it around 150 Hz. Add auto filter, chorus ensemble and reverb. Draw a slow cutoff automation over 8 bars. Add a separate sine sub that follows the root note. Then arrange the pad so it appears in the intro, blooms before the drop, and pulls back during the drop. Finally, mute everything except drums, pad, and sub and listen carefully in context. If the loop feels good, export it. If it feels like real atmosphere instead of random background noise, you've done the job. So let's recap. Build the pad and sub separately. Keep the low end clean. Use auto filter, chorus ensemble, reverb, and echo to create drift. Automate the movement in phrases. Keep the pad dark, controlled, and arrangement aware. In drum and bass, the best pads do not dominate the track. They frame the break and bass, and they make the whole tune feel deeper, heavier, and more alive. That's the Subway Jungle Pad Drift. Simple idea, huge vibe.